Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you would come home to your dorm room and tell your roommate Bill O'Reilly all the trim you scored.
Tell my roommate Bill O'Reilly, I'm gonna need to sleep in the lounge.
And what would he say?
Listen, O'Mara, it's the third time in 2 weeks. It's some sort of development issue with your sexual prowess, but I'm tired of being on the couch.
They looked at me like I was leaving them on a desert island.
Oh, no.
My mom says, nos ibas a manejar a Chick-fil-A y después la casa.
Translate.
I thought you were going to take us to Chick-fil-A and then the house. I feel like this was just kind of like the elephant in the room for a while now, as far as the announcer is concerned, especially when...
Well, there was a lot of buzz on
I just got a hot text from Mark Riddell, who says, precisely what I was hoping would not happen.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Speedwack. Now here's Mike.
Thank you, Neil Augenstein.
Mike, that's Matthew C. Babst.
Matthew C. Babst. I when I was in college, I drank a lot of Babst Blue Ribbon beer. I enjoyed it greatly. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Barefoot Beach, Florida, Keedysville, Maryland, Ball Ground, Georgia, Parker, Colorado, Everett, Washington, Orion, Qatar.
Where was that in Georgia?
Ball Ground. Hey, you want to come over to Ball Ground? Georgia.
Is that worse than Skaggsville?
Nothing's worse than Skaggsville. Mm. In my opinion, nothing is worse than Skaggsville.
Not even Skaggsville in the spring?
Except maybe an executive producer sliding into the host's role without any auditions for anybody significant
There's
on Jeopardy.
That, yeah.
Like, this has been on my plate for a long time. I am trying to find information on it.
He's a ghost.
What do you mean he's a ghost?
Well, we've never heard of him until Alex got sick.
Yeah, and then he's the guy that said he did like the tribute words to Alex at the beginning of the last episode. So I think he's been sidling in for a while. He's had his eye on the prize.
All right, this one's February 22nd, so this was a while ago.
All right.
From, what's it from? Some TV website. I'm looking at it right now. This guy's name is Miller, isn't it?
Let me see. Miller?
Jeopardy. So who's new guest host, Mike Richards? Is Mike Richards a guest host? Here's what started all this.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So they know that that Alex Trebek is ill. They've known it for a long time.
Right.
There was, in my humble opinion, a anemic send-off to Alex when they gave just this little blurb at the end. I was stunned by that. And then there's talk about who's going to replace Alex Trebek on Jeopardy, a show we all know and love.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
It's an institution.
Been in part of our lives forever.
And then you're hearing a lot about Ken Jennings, who I've watched host now.
Yeah.
Meh. Good contestant, not a good host, obviously. Does a good job, does his best, but I don't think you get the contestants to host Jeopardy.
It's a charisma
a
factor.
Host.
It's charisma.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex
Listen
Trebek
to the opening
was a,
of our show these days.
He was a
host.
Did that's
that
not
come
the
out?
Host of the show.
Publicly?
That's
not, I'm so sorry.
That was, by the way, that was your idea.
We all have good ideas and bad ideas, Mike. Some of them.
You don't like the idea?
No, it's TBD. TBD. TBD.
What does that mean?
Well, to be determined. To be determined.
Yeah, we've only had two guests.
Yeah,
announcers,
two guys. I want us to find, just quick sidebar, the Kraft Macaroni.
If you want to find a real announcer, I can take care of that.
No. I want the gem, the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
The homeless guy?
God.
No,
I want the homeless person from
our
audience.
Let's get this out of the way.
All right, stop the music.
I am in no way using the announcing segment to audition for announcers.
Mm-mm.
That's not how I would run this.
I'm not saying Mike, this is your show.
I'm know just it's saying, my show, if, but if it's I what, had a you're wish. On my show, and we are co-hosts. So you have you say whatever you wish.
Are you distancing yourself from your original idea, Oscar? I'm just curious what's going on here.
He's pandering to a subset of the audience, right. I believe. Mm. I don't know. I'm trying to discern what he's doing.
The Republicans.
Rob. Okay, now you're just throwing out there.
No.
He is.
Listen, is Mike C doing a voice or is that really his voice? Listen to this.
Who, our announcer, Matthew? Yeah,
I'm sorry, Matthew. Matzy. Yeah,
that's his voice. And he also offered. I'm not going to.
Okay.
I've got a timer on the iPad. I can only play it every 24 hours. And he said that if we want any other work, he'd be pleased to do it for us.
So that's really his voice?
Yep.
I thought he was doing like a voice.
No.
All right. I'm reading ahead. On the Jeopardy story. So what's your point again? I'm sorry.
My point is talent comes from talent. You just don't pick them out randomly from the group. Like you have to be.
No, we're doing this because everybody gets a chance to be the announcer.
To the Jeopardy side, you just can't pick people that were on the show to be on the show. They're not
switching
talent.
To Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Rob, will you help me out here? I don't know what
Oscar,
he is doing.
You are out of time.
Sometimes I swear to God, he's like done an eight ball before he comes in here.
You are out of time, Oscar. I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
Mike, I'm comparing picking somebody from a contestant from Jeopardy to host Jeopardy, like someone that had been on the Mike O'Mara show or worked with the Mike O'Mara show in one capacity or another to be on the show. You just don't do that. You don't do it.
But we do.
I mean, we do. Think about it.
I mean, we have.
Yes.
But that's not what they should do.
They shouldn't do that. No. They should find somebody that hosts game shows and just does that and comes and hosts Jeopardy.
But that's not the trend anymore because look at some of the big game show hires. Like Drew Carey's not a game show host.
Right, at least he's a star.
He is a star.
Can we put to bed our thing first, please?
Yes. I'll bring
your idea was that we get what?
Bring dude back. If that's what we're going towards. If we're all going to talk about it, let's just talk about it. Is it possible? Maybe?
You don't get to do that, pal.
No?
You don't get to take your idea.
It's your show. I'm just throwing out, I'm spitballing here. This is just some options. We don't have to do it. I'm just saying maybe.
What is wrong with you today? I'm just playing along here.
You. We're open to any options. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's a good idea.
Did you have an extra Red Bull before you came in here? Or
Starbucks.
Is that what it is?
Coffee. Maybe.
Coffee. Would you rather more energy or less energy in the morning? Because this gave me
more
energy.
I like more energy because it's fascinating.
Right. I'm the energy. Curious. I don't like the
content, though, because you're all over the place.
Okay, I'll work on my content.
Yeah. I want more energy, but you're when we decided to do this, and capital W, when you say it's my show.
Right.
There are a lot of things on my show.
Yes.
But no, I don't. When was the last time I ran this show like my show? When was the last time I came in and we didn't have meetings about we have a meeting every day on the content of the
show. I don't mean it in a selfish way, Mike. It's literally the Mike O'Mara show, so it's your show. I'm not trying to be crazy about this.
I'm stopping. Talk to him. I can't. I can't do it today.
Do you see where I'm going here?
You're throwing so many things as like this is like a Siegfried and Roy show. There's a lot of sleight of hand. There's a lot of misdirection. When we start to land on one of your points, you start something else. And I think you're kind of drawing a parallel.
Can I before we proceed, let me make one thing
and by the way, this will go well.
For those of you that are very bummed out about the fact that Dude Walker is no longer our announcer, blame Oscar.
I'm sorry, I felt it necessary.
I called Dude to say that.
He didn't seem to care. He's fine, all right?
Well, he's gone now. He'll never come back now. Because of what you did.
Yeah.
Matt Blue.
The burning bridge.
Yes.
What am I saying?
What just happened is you conflated two completely different topics together.
Yes.
And made it into something that is so confusing and strange, primarily because it was your idea to get an outside person.
But you understand what I'm saying. You're following
along.
You're
interrupting him. You're interrupting him. He didn't.
I can barely hear him.
He wasn't able. I can hear him loud and clear.
Yeah. Can you have his send up to me, please?
He was making a fabulous point in a much more articulate way than I was able to.
On my side. He's breaking up on my side. Go ahead.
You've conflated two things together and blown them up in such a strange way, because this was originally your idea to use a listener to be the announcer.
I thought it would be great for the show. I could have been wrong.
And this is hilarious. So I sent Rob a picture of the Tasmanian devil just looking around and tearing everything to pieces, because that's what's
You realize that I'm probably, as far as like being self-aware, I understand when I come on here and I say, well, maybe that was a bad idea on the show and not prior to the show. It's just me getting it out of the way.
Ripping the Band-Aid off. I think we all have that self-awareness based in all of our equal amounts of insecurity. We have that. Yeah. Let me offer counterpoint on the announcers. We're talking about it. It's interesting. It's fun.
It is.
If they've got a quirky, odd-sounding voice, that to me is fun, and it's got to be a blast for the person that was able
to
do it.
Yes.
So on that level, I think it's fine. You obviously have had second thoughts about your idea to fire Dude Walker.
I'll tell you, and dude, it's hard to fire someone when you don't pay them, Mike. You just say thank you, no thank you. And just,
he was
you
know. Doing it out of the goodness.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
He's not. By the way, he's not always been non-compensated. Am I right
agree.
About that, Rob?
No, in the
I mean, haven't we thrown some bones Mr. Walker's way in the past at some point? Or has he always been doing it, the Don and Mike show?
Don and Mike show he was paid, but not in the days of the podcast.
So why would he care? Why would he care if he wasn't paid on our show? He was doing it to help out these podcasts.
Pro bono, yes.
Dude is fine. I just don't know if the listeners
are 100%
fine.
Well, he might be. I don't
fine.
Know if you heard him. I don't.
How long before Oscar suggests Dude host Jeopardy? Because there's so many ingredients
we'll get
in
back
this
to
too
Jeopardy.
Right now.
I do. I really
we'll
do. That's the nice thing about the new format.
Yeah.
We can get back to
do
Jeopardy.
Whatever
sure.
I want to be clear.
Yes, please
to
be.
I did not think it's a, I don't think it's a, it's week two. I think where we went wrong was we gave him a whole week of announcing. It could have just been.
Too much for to record a new listener every day. That's too many moving parts.
Or maybe we designated a day of the week where we would put that one listener in.
Like Saturday?
Just one of them. Like maybe we had best ofs or the new Fridays off when that comes back around. Like that's when we put the new announcer in. I don't know if I can handle Mike, with all due respect, Mike for a full week and then another
Matthew.
A different Matthew or Mike for another week.
I think a week is
Mike?
Perfect.
I thought the guy's name was Mike C for some reason, but it's Matthew C. It's Matt C.
Yeah,
Matt C.
Yeah. I think a week is perfect. That means five times. That means if it's great, you get five times. And if it's bad,
we're not doing it for the to get our Johnny announcer. We've had that for years and years. Mm-hmm. We were going in the complete opposite direction.
Spotlight.
Which was to make it fun for the listener. By the way, as we have these discussions publicly,
this is real, by the way.
I am sure that we will have feedback on that I will pay a lot of attention to and see what it's about. And there, you know, there are people that love to do that, so that's fine too.
Okay, so are you opposed that hypothetically, as if we're talking openly here, that if somebody comes through and they just have like a glorious booming voice, that we put them in the maybe pile after we do this promo has run its course?
Well, I'd feel bad about that because we had the definitive voice with Dude for years and years and years. And a lot of people want to get Dude back. So if you wanted that, if that was the method to your madness, why did we go through? I was not looking to replace an announcer. I was looking to have a fun, interactive thing. We obviously were not on the same page with that.
I thought you wanted to spice things up.
What do you mean?
Like you just wanted, we were retooling to spice things up, evolve or die, right? To change things around. And we're like, let's get the
listeners involved. I wanted to change the logistics of the show because we were getting into some segments and we're running out of time. So we restructured it that way.
Yes.
I also, periodically, I change the elements on the show.
Yeah.
musically and otherwise. And then at the same time, we decided we would change the announcers, so we brought Twitch in. Mm-hmm. You did not like Twitch being the announcer.
I was not 100% on Twitch.
And so said at that point, why don't we have
guest
a
announcer.
Listener
yes.
do it?
Yes.
A guest announcer.
I've changed my mind on Twitch after hearing the guest announcers at the second weekend. And nothing against the last two people. I just don't know how long I can. It's a little grating. It's really just getting to
grating?
Me a little bit.
Well, but if it's great, I don't know if I would use the word great. I think it's I am amused by the people that are not professional announcers. Okay. I think that's fun because I know they're having a fun time, and I still think it would be fun to go with that.
Yeah, and it's just
but I mean, as I said, it's not anything. You're not hearing me get passionate about any, are you? Because I like them all. I would like it if Dude was the announcer. I liked when Twitch was the announcer. I think it's fun to have people announce. It's a very teeny part of the show.
Minuscule.
And it allows our listeners. I'm not so self-important that I think that we have to have a perfect announcer.
Am I putting too much stock in it? And be honest with me, guys, that when we start the show, like, there is something special about Mike being on the show. Like, Mike's Mike, right? Rob's Rob. That when we start the show, like the open of a show, while it's fine if we have the listeners for a few more weeks, who knows how long that's going to last, you know, it's up in there. But that I want a booming voice, or I want like a big voice.
All right, because I think that this will be interesting.
Yes.
We are going to have the audience vote on it.
All right.
Oh, yes.
The options will be A, Dude Walker, the original announcer, B, Mark Riddell, our replacement announcer.
Twitch.
C, a rotating lineup of amateur announcers from our listening audience. Or D, a brand new audition for a brand new announcer.
Oh.
Someone write that down.
Like a permanent thing.
Mike, figure out how you get there.
We'll put a poll up on the Facebook
we'll
page.
We'll put a poll up, and we will let the audience vote, and we will make the final determination. What do you say? A week from today, or
End
of next week?
Monday, March 8th.
Yes.
Monday, March 8th.
I love it.
That sounds good to me.
I love it.
Monday, March 8th.
So construct
that early,
poll,
vote often.
Look, we got. Look, it was a long way to get there, but thank you for getting there.
I'm fine with that. I think it's it was difficult to understand where you were going because you
English
were
is my
very,
second language.
It really
you
wasn't
were very
an
passionate
English
when
thing.
You wanted the thing, no, but I think it'd be a. I'd be very curious myself to see. And I should. There's a caveat here. If Dude wins overwhelmingly, Rob or Oscar, I ain't doing it. You're going to have to, you know, probably go back and
I'll call him.
Indicate to him that, you know, he was the guy. I think right now, if they're voting on it, the people that are very active are going to probably want to see that happen. But who knows? I don't know what's going
Mike,
on.
We've all been through makeups and breakups, and then breakups and makeups.
Like, even during this episode,
yeah, just like it totally like the full circle. And dude, I mean, technically, he might not know we broke up with him. You know, he's so busy.
Yeah, well,
with
stuff. He knows that we, you know, we don't. I mean, he's still.
But remember that one time in college where you broke up?
I'm tired already. I'm tired.
Remember that time in college?
16 minutes into the show, I'm exhausted.
When you broke up with that one, like, your sweetheart in high school, because you're like, oh, I'm going to meet all these college chicks. And then, like, a week later, you're like, oh, nobody in college cares about me. I'm going to get back together with my high school girlfriend.
I didn't have that experience.
Oh, okay.
No, Rob, I had the opposite experience.
No.
That was me.
I referred to my first 2 years of college at a small school called Marist College as a... in the book, it would be the chapter would be The Awakening.
Gotcha. Maybe it was in Friends, the TV show.
When you would come home to your dorm room and tell your roommate Bill O'Reilly all the trim you scored.
Tell my roommate Bill O'Reilly, I'm gonna need you to sleep in the lounge.
And what would he say?
Listen, O'Mara, it's the third time in 2 weeks. Look, I understand, you know, you had your awakening and there's some sort of development issue with your sexual prowess, but, you know, I'm tired of being on the couch. But anyway. No,
and then O'Reilly said, if you ever need an announcer for your show, call
me. If you ever need an announcer, make sure I'd like to do it. But I want to do it live. We'll do it live.
Bill O'Reilly on the couch.
So
I will make the call to Dude.
If it's necessary.
Right.
If and when.
Yes.
I look forward to the results.
So Monday, day of show, we announce.
Right. All right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm fine with any.
I feel so much better about this. Thank you for being open to this. Because I felt
That's okay.
I felt like this was just kind of like the elephant in the room for a while now, as far as the announcer is concerned, especially.
Well, there was a lot of buzz on.
I just
when
got
we
a
made
hot
that
text
call.
From Mark Riddell, who says precisely what I was hoping would not happen. So I will say this, no matter who wins the poll, Mark is still the funniest candidate.
Yeah, and I'm on Team Twitch,
yeah,
by the way. I love Dude. Dude doesn't care, in my opinion.
I'm going to go on the record. Twitch. If we're going to announce teams, Team Dude.
You're not allowed to say Team Dude. You're not. What? You pandering son of a bitch. You are not allowed to do that.
You just said
that's
Team Twitch.
Fair. I know, but because
Mike means Team Twitch overall, not for this contest. just as a fan.
Whatever. We'll put the poll up. Let's get back to Jeopardy, shall we?
Yes.
So there are going to be guest hosts. Do you think this smarmy guy, there's a picture of him. There he is. Perfect.
He's very
executive
handsome.
Executive producer and former game show host.
Oh, I didn't
Mike
know that.
Richards.
I didn't know he was a former host.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
On what channel?
Buzzer. Mike, you from Do You Take Buzzer? The Game Show Network?
All right, so here. Oh, this is an interview with the dude.
Oh.
I don't trust this guy. I don't like this guy.
He's too good.
I think this guy has saddled into this position.
Oh, he's been eyeing it forever.
With his skinny suit. And he is really. Here's a question for this executive producer named Mike Richards.
Not his real name, guaranteed. Fake
You've name. Hosted game shows before. Beauty and the Geek. Anyone? Anyone?
I came in third.
I want to say yes.
It said.
The new pyramid.
Ugh.
But what's it been like following Alex in this one since you're also a producer?
I feel like this is all fixed. I feel like this is what the guy wanted to do as soon as Alex got his diagnosis.
I bet he drove him to the doctor.
It's just weird. He says, in some ways, it's easier for me because I'm an executive producer. So if I didn't like the way a clue was written, I could get mad at me.
What a jerk.
Once I was able to get past the enormity of the man who stood behind the lectern that I was waiting. Everything I see with this guy screams waiting for Alex.
Not only that, Mike, I saw him last week buying a carton of cigarettes for Johnny Gilbert.
Oh, he paid tribute. I watched Jeopardy last night. It's another reason why. He paid tribute to Johnny Gilbert last night.
Is Johnny Gilbert still announcing?
I believe he is. Yeah. I mean,
because
they showed Johnny Gilbert with his wig.
I love when Alex would
Johnny
come
Gilbert's
out.
Like a thousand years old. He's got a black wig.
Late 80s. And when Alex would come out and he'd go, thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny.
Isn't it traditional, I guess, maybe we understand radio a little bit more than television, that in radio, you could be a producer can become talent or one of the hosts eventually. But in television, I feel like that rarely happens.
Doesn't happen much.
I just think that we were all confused, at least I was, as a fan of Jeopardy, that right after Alex passed away, we didn't have kind of a process behind the scenes and then boom. Pop in a new host there.
Well, they're stunting.
I smell a rat.
They're stunting, and they will probably stunt with a few more hosts. I believe Blossom is going to host. I think she's on the slot. Miam Bialik is on the slot to host. Maybe Jane Lynch. Who knows? And then they'll bring in the executive producer, and he'll take it because he owns the show.
Because it's going to be him regardless. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Of course. Everyone thought Ken
Here's
Jennings
what this guy, this
so
executive producer, tells. I'm not in a position to question the veracity of it, so I will question the veracity of it.
Excellent.
He says, I didn't know I was going to be doing it until 3 days before, so I had not prepared myself to host in the way I know other guest hosts are.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a bold, stinking, smells like cow manure lie. Because he's the executive producer. It doesn't happen if not for him.
Yeah. I feel like he probably has the best understanding of the game, but that doesn't mean you have to give him the opportunity to host or...
I just don't trust the guy. I don't trust him as far as I... He said, there was just a lot to unpack. Plus, I only owned one suit.
Lies! That's a lie! So
there was a little bit of scrambling there. It was very fun. Humbling doesn't begin to describe the feeling. It hit me like a ton of bricks when Johnny Gilbert announced my name. That's what he's probably been dreaming about. That, of course, the last thing you hear when you start to walk out.
Say my name,
Johnny. It was overwhelming in the moment.
Say my name.
Even if you said that without a condescending tone, he still sounds like a douche.
Absolutely.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it because of his position.
The whole thing was
in
motion.
The guy and the guy's spot. He's not a bad host. I'll say that. He is not a bad host. Ken Jennings, I feel like when they do a close-up of Ken Jennings that I'm looking at an eagle in an eagle's nest.
In his aerie?
This is, it's just, it's a, but, you know, it's just, I don't even mind if the guy gets the gig because I watched it last night, was able to take my passion out of it. I just am curious. What's this guest
he's
hosting game?
He's distractingly good looking, and I like good looking guys. Like,
no, you do. I know you always have.
Mm-hmm. But like he's just too good looking. At least Alex is like, he might take my wife, but you know he's probably happy in his marriage. This guy,
right?
This guy.
If you're grading Alex on looks, Oscar, are you with or without mustache, Alex?
Mustache.
Yeah, the classic.
That's who I think about when I think about Alex.
Back in the days high rollers.
Yeah,
all right, I'm saying that. All right, they're
asking
about
Viral.
It seems an impossible task. The people doing the interview to replace Alex the week after his final shows. But how do you think Ken did? Richards, the executive producer. It's like he's making the decisions and he's putting. It's like the program director getting in the slice. Ken did an amazing job. That's why we picked him to do it. So we picked him to do it.
You know what
he
I
did
hear
better
you,
than I thought.
When you read his quotes, I hear the voice of Lorne Michaels, aka Dr. Evil.
We picked him to do it. He did better than I thought, and my expectations were incredibly high.
Right.
I think he was the perfect person to come on stage after Alex. Our fans, our staff, and crew are all familiar with him.
You know why he was perfect? Because he could cleanse the palate because he looked like a transparent eagle, and then this good-looking guy comes out and is like, hey, that's what we want. Yeah, it's all by design.
I think the design is, I think it's all by design.
Yep.
And I think this guy will, remember you heard it here, when he is named the permanent
host. He'll be the ultimate host.
This is where it came from. Carla didn't like the guy. Then I looked at him and said, I don't like him either. And then a story comes out that he's an overnight sensation.
Mm.
There's just a PR piece
straight
that comes
from the
out
PR
of
piece, yeah.
PR piece, humbled by the situation. So then they ask him, Ken hosted the show as Ken, and what you'll see with all the guest hosts is they're not distracting from the game. They pay homage to Alex, but they are also getting to show their unique talents, blah, 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 part of the beauty. Will he be considered as a permanent host? All right.
Okay.
Here's the brief answer. He doesn't elaborate on this. Richard says, yes, absolutely. I think we want to look at everyone. That's the answer. Don't be confused. This guy has appointed himself. Mm. He's got the ear of the people, probably who are elderly.
Yes.
Behind the scenes. They're putting
this, make no mistake, this was in motion before Alex had his diagnosis.
Why not give someone...
Oh, here we go. Any sense on when you would like to settle on a permanent replacement? Would that be someone you'd introduce next season? Richards, perhaps sooner. We're going...
I don't trust this guy!
We're going to look at the guest hosts. We want to see how the community reacts.
The community.
How people feel.
Jeopardy community.
I felt it was very important to not choose someone right away. Bingo. Because it might make him look bad because he's the executive producer.
If I wrote that article, Mike, it would read, would it be next season? Maybe sooner, he replied, flashing a 1,000-watt smile. Who knows?
By the way, this is all speculation.
Of course.
You could be totally right. My guess is it's going to be the end of this season or the summer when we're going to make an announcement. That decision has been made. It's not like I've got the person and I'm just holding them back. We're legitimately looking at some of these guest hosts, and some of them are just there for charity and to show their love for the game. Jeopardy will match contestants' winnings and donates them to charity of the celebrity host's choosing. We'll see. Don't trust this guy.
No, you
I
shouldn't.
Really don't trust this guy. I think he's a rat. But
and also, you know what? I even write to the fact that he goes second. That is by design.
Is there a business side to it where even the creators of the show, the owners, say, well, if he continues doing his executive producer job and he hosts, we save money?
The password is conflict of interest. That's what
gotcha,
happened.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Look, he's been a game show host. This is what he...
Yeah, but for a cup of coffee, it looks like. I've never seen him on, you know, I would say the major networks.
Yeah, but I've heard of that Beauty and the Geek show. I didn't know that was him. I've heard of
it. Is it still around?
I don't... Maybe on one of those 5.2 channels.
The game show network?
Yeah, one of those guys. But he got into it.
What would you like
it?
Fans to know as they watch these next several weeks of shows? Jeopardy is about inclusion. It's a respite from what's happening in the outside world. As you watch guest hosts come through, he's transparent to
it's
me.
It's horrible.
You might like some. You might not like some others. Let's be that welcoming. Jeopardy, let's be that welcoming Jeopardy community. Let us know what you think, but... Let's all be kind and open. Nah, don't really want to do
Mike,
that.
Mike, Jeopardy is about inclusion. Like, I'm going to include myself as the permanent host. He said while flashing a 1,000-watt smile.
Because in the end, that's what Jeopardy is. And that's what Alex was. And that's the way we all should behave.
And I only own one suit.
I don't trust this guy.
It happens to be tailored perfectly.
Yeah, it's a beautiful suit. Yeah. Wonderful.
He didn't go to Joseph A. Bank.
I know the type. You can look at the guy. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not being fair. Maybe I liked Alex Trebek too much, but I like, you know how I feel about professional broadcasters.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, what about Dude? I'm on Team Dude.
That's huge.
No, I like them all. I like whatever the audience decides. I'll let them do it. I'm sorry. I'm doing the same thing. Yeah.
Maybe, you know what?
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe I'll do the announcing. I hate those guys.
Mike,
too. Who are the hosts that have done, you know what I mean? TV, like when they get a talk show and they don't have a side. Who had the lack of a sidekick and they did their, and now here's.
I think that was more of a, like an offstage thing when a comic would bring themselves on from backstage.
Yeah, I hate that.
I do too.
I always hate that. So we'll wait and
I
see.
Only I only own one suit, but
yes,
I plan I to change are, it up
yes,
with ties.
Right. We're going to let everybody come out.
Pocket
me,
squares.
Me. I'm going to just be more prepared than anyone. I didn't have any time to prepare. I didn't even know
questions.
I was going to be an overnight
As an executive
sensation.
Producer, I'm not really connected.
Right. Let me just, before we go to break here, I'm sorry. I know we're going to, here we are running out of time on this. I'm going to type in Mike Richards is a?
Yeah. Imposter.
Communist.
I just want to say.
Weasel. Weasel's a good word.
I want to see. Sometimes there are those websites, you know.
Yeah.
That
I want to see Mike Richards' browsing history.
Oh my God! Mike Richards Jeopardy. Mike Richards Jeopardy married. Mike Richards net worth. Mike Richards Jeopardy net worth. Mike Richards wife. Mike Richards Jeopardy host. Mike Richards Jeopardy wife. Mike Richards Jeopardy salary. Mike Richards. Mike Richards has it out there.
Yep.
He's doing it. The campaign has begun. Don't trust anything. That's it. We got to take a break. That's stunning. We'll come back.
Meanwhile,
with
Pat Sajak's blowing on his soup.
Oh, Paige. No, Pat's just celebrating when they don't get the final puzzle.
That's right. He likes that.
Oh, loves it more than anything else. More than life. Watch him. Watch him sometime when they get a big winner. He is not happy. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Oscar, it is your father.
I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
And, am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother is being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies,
don't we? Yes.
Especially when it comes to something that we take every single day. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why I love Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in a bioavailable form that your body can actually use. You know what you want. You won't find it in, you know what you won't find in Ritual. Let me tell you that first. Sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. I've been taking Ritual vitamins every day. I love the fact that I can take them with or without food. The fresh minty taste, which I love,
and
the delayed release capsules. Design, they make taking your vitamins easy, even on an empty stomach. It's like a multivitamin reimagined. Even better, your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages and get the key nutrients without the BS, people. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. You're going to love it. And we love Ritual as well. And are we clear now before we start the homepage that we're going to put that thing up online?
I just texted Pony. I said, let's get that poll up ASAP.
And luckily he spelled it P-O-L-L, so it won't be misconstrued.
Yes.
Very good. I'm happy about that.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah, you know, sometimes on the show, I have to tell you, we do stuff that immediately grows hair the following day.
Yeah.
And this is no exception. Six Dr. Seuss books, including the book called And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo, will stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery. The business that preserves and protects the author's legacy is called Dr. Seuss Enterprises, and they made that announcement yesterday. They said these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. As adored as Dr. Seuss is by millions around the world for the positive values in many of his works, including environmentalism and tolerance, there's been increasing criticism in recent years over the way blacks, Asians, and others are drawn in some of his most beloved children's books. I don't know either of the books he was referencing here.
I had Mulberry Street when I was a kid, but I don't remember the plot line, so I can't comment to it. But I remember that was like, I mean, that was a mover and a shaker. That was like a Fox and Sox. That was like a Green Eggs and Ham for me. I had that.
In this same article, Rob, Loudoun County Schools were cited. So when you had that yesterday, they actually, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's there, so we'll have to
wait
and see.
But I think the thing about this that's new is that they are blocking actual current books and not referencing stuff he did back war and pre-war. So
right.
it's actually, the story is advancing.
I will actually inquire today about the week they're having at my kid's school, which is Dr. Seuss week, because I get paranoid about the politics down here.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like, yeah, and we're going to, you know, like I'd call somebody and say, yeah, we're having Dr. Seuss week, and we're going to have it every week.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year.
Now more than ever, Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss.
Knows, yeah. All right, so as far as controversial figures are concerned, this young lady always intrigues me. Alec and Hilaria Baldwin have a new baby. Please listen to this entire story. Hilaria posted a picture yesterday of herself with their latest child, along with her five other kids. The photo was captioned seven. Sources say it's a reference to her six kids with Alec, plus Alec's other daughter, Ireland Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
What's so mysterious about kid number seven, you ask? Just the fact that Hilaria just gave birth to her son, Eduardo, on September 8th.
Mm.
A little under 6 months ago.
Mm.
Given what we know about biology, pretty impossible. Kid seven was conceived, carried, and birthed in a natural way, but they don't say anything. By Hilaria, she didn't mention it. It's hilarious. I don't know. You know, with the whole stolen culture thing that she did, being Hispanic, she's got, you know, it's just interesting to me.
You can have a baby premature, right? 8 weeks?
But not
It's dangerous,
likely.
But you can.
I don't know what the medical,
for years,
you know,
I thought
biological...
I was 3 months premature.
And look at him now.
Look at me. I put on weight.
Look at him.
And everything.
Now. She's hanky, Oscar.
I
don't trust her.
I know people want to hate her, Because she basically lied online. They got her.
Yeah, and she has a fake accent online. Yeah, and that she's Hispanic. I think that's despicable. Yeah, I hate that. But
these are the same trolls, you know, even with our little ecosystem that on every word, they're like, how is this possible? How come this happens? He didn't go to the vaccine. Yada, yada, yada. Bruce. You know what I mean.
Did you hear the statement that Alec issued about this?
What's that?
He said this.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I've made an of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone.
Yeah, he's good, though. He's a nice guy.
That's Alec. We appreciate it.
Swordhead.
It's sounding more and more. This is big news. Remember, I called it, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Sounding more like The Rock will be a presidential candidate in the very near future. Who
You did call it.
Yeah. Well, now Will Smith is once again teasing a post-showbiz political career. During a conversation on Pod Save America, he said, quote, "I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. I believe in understanding between people, and I believe in the possibility of harmony. I will certainly do my part, whether it remains artistic or at some point ventures into the political arena." And we'll chat with Will Smith next week. We will have him on the show. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. We don't have any guests. I'm sorry.
Do you think that it's a demotion to be president from a prince?
What?
Is it a demotion to be president if you've already been a prince?
I hate it when I do a dig at you and you just move by it. It makes me so unsatisfied. 2,000 employees were asked to name the top phrases they'd love to hear from their boss, Rob.
Yes?
Here are the top five. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I think we all say thank you to one another. We do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you doing that. I think there are variants of that that we say on the show, don't we?
Yeah.
Maybe a softer touch. We don't really say it. We don't appreciate anything because we expect things to be done, right?
Oh, okay. We do appreciate each other. I think
we do in private, but not on the show.
Here's one that said, they say it's one of the big ones, but I only say it sarcastically. That was helpful.
That does sound sarcastic.
Yeah, that was helpful.
I don't hear it any other way.
Yeah, I don't think that's very good.
Here's one I don't think we say on our show. Your time is valuable. Do we say that? We don't really say that very often.
We're also not hanging drywall.
We're not. Number five is you went above and beyond on this. Do we ever? I don't think we ever.
I'll talk to Maddie about that. Just privately. I'll be like, you really...
Maddie, has Oscar ever said to you, you've really gone above and beyond, I really appreciate it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And Maddie says it to me a lot.
All the time.
To you?
Yes.
Okay. That's a kind of a change in the pecking
order. He's lying and she's exaggerating.
That's right.
A few more of the top 10 include, how are you doing? We do that a lot. Well done. I've said that multiple times. That's exactly what we hoped you'd do. I say a variant of that. I know I've said that. And I know how busy you are. I've said that to Oscar multiple times. Yeah. I've said it to Rob, too.
Yeah.
Not on the list was the number one TMOS phrase, which is, hey, you, that was a big bowl of okay.
That's been said.
It has been said.
Hey, dog, it was just okay for me.
Yeah. Pitchy, dog.
Researchers followed the eating habits of more than 100,000 people for 30 years, and the ones who ate at least 5 servings of fruit and veggies a day lived longer.
See? This is a long study.
100,000 people, 30 years. But they also found that 5 is the upper limit. More than that won't hurt, but it also doesn't help. So
really?
If you're thinking eating more vegetables than the 5 servings, the perfect amount is 3 vegetables and 2 servings of fruit a day. People who ate that combo lived longer than people who ate more fruits than veggies. Unfortunately, only 1 in 10 people eat that much produce a day. But we should, because it lowers your cancer risk by 10%, heart disease 12%, respiratory disease 35%. Respiratory disease is 35%.
Wow.
And your overall risk of premature death by 13%. Not all fruits and veggies count, though. They found that leafy greens make a big difference, but starchy vegetables like corn, peas, and potatoes All the good ones.
Yeah.
And fruit juice doesn't help either. So there's
what if
that.
You put enough vodka in the fruit juice? Does that cut it at all?
No, that won't do it.
Sorry.
You got to put vodka in other stuff. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you a little something here. Sure. A flight in the Middle East had to make an emergency landing the other day after a passenger got into the cockpit and attacked the pilots. That unruly passenger was a feral cat.
Ooh. Oh, no.
No one's sure how it got on board. They think it might have snuck in. Of course, it snuck in.
Yeah, cat.
While the plane was being cleaned and then hid in the cockpit. The flight took off in Sudan last Wednesday and was headed to Qatar. But 30 minutes in, the cat came out of nowhere and attacked the captain.
Oh, no, Joel.
Several crew members tried to catch it, but couldn't, and it attacked them, too, when they were trying to catch it. So they eventually had to turn around and go back to the airport. When the cat was finally captured, it yawned, gagged, peed on one of the seats, and said, whatever. There
you go. Cat 2021, cat. Mike.
Cats. They're always in the news. Cats are like Justin Bieber now. When I see a cat story, I'm like, boop, no more. Don't need to go any further. That's the homepage. We'll take a break. And guess what?
What?
We do have mail. We haven't blown you off. We've got your mail coming up next. It's all right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, nice job, everybody.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm Casey Kasem.
Fucking ponderous, man.
He's down on the phone.
Dear Casey.
Oh,
two.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
What is this fucking ponderous, man?
God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Fucking ponderous.
You can make your long-distance mailbag dedication by sending an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com.
Dear Casey.
That's Rob with two B's.
Two.
And until the next promo, America.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
I love that. Turn your microphone on. Hey, whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get together, there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters.
Yes.
Lose the digital distractions. Get your face out of that screen. Focus on a solo stove. A solo stove.
You're doing a great job on Jeopardy.
Thanks so much. You value my time. Solo stove creates memorable moments. Fireside fumes not included. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. With so little smoke, you wonder how there's so much fire. Be sweet. No campfire smell on your clothing and hair, and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products are portable and built to last, easy to light with a few bits of starter. Your fire's blazing in minutes, and Solo Stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every purchase. Solo Stove, remember that name. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. Of all the people in the world, Solo Stove. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, not TMOS. It's Mike.
Mike.
I don't know why they did that, but they did it. So deal with it. Use that promo code to get $10 off at checkout. Remember Mike, M-I-K-E. That's me. May. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. Mike. You're all doing a great job today. I just wanted to say that, especially Pony.
Mike, before speaking of Pony, just a quick update. And for those of you who want to vote on the new or old voice of TMOS, please
future
go to
voice.
The MikeOmaraShow.com website.
Now, how you doing? When you say it like that, how you helping your buddy out?
What do you mean?
How are you helping the guy you want back, dude?
I don't mean by old.
When
I mean
say teamed up, old voice.
Okay, but now the new... Or legendary voice. Is that better?
Legendary is very nice.
Nice.
I want your guy to win. I'd sell it better. But
thank you.
We'll see what happens.
So MikeOmaraShow.com, Mike.
Right. Very
that's where the poll is going to be. That's where you vote.
That's exciting. MikeOmaraShow.com. Go vote early, vote often. And, you know, while you're there, click on a few of our fine sponsors and buy something.
Sure.
Let's do the mailbag now, Titer and Writer, for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hey, guys. My husband, who's a big TMOS fan, turned 50 on 28 February 2021. I wanted to ask how I could get to his big day on your shout-out list. Thanks for all the laughs. Sarah Bucket.
Mike, this is what is his new segment. It's called our shout-out list.
Sarah Bucket.
Yes, Sarah Bucket. Maybe related to Charlie Bucket from Willy Wonka.
A letter to the mailbag usually does the trick. That's an editor's note. That's Rob being super sarcastic.
Sarah Bucket.
Sarah Bucket.
Yeah, it's a bucket list.
Who was Charlie in the chocolate? Wasn't it Charlie Bucket?
Yeah, Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Bucket.
The Bucket. Grandpa Bucket.
Grandpa Bucket. Hello, Charlie. Sarah Bucket ought to say. Does he mention his name? The husband's name? My husband.
Her husband.
Sarah, we need your husband's name, okay? Come on, Sarah.
Effort,
maybe
Sarah.
It's Charlie. Charlie Bucket. To the TMOS family, I want to wish my wife of 16 years, Heather, a happy anniversary. If you recall, she is the young lady who had a stroke in March of 2017. And while she was in the hospital, she told the doctors that we were going to be in New Orleans for the TMOS show that November. We made it. I remember that. That's wonderful. Yes. Applause for that. She has blessed me with a great daughter, Aubriana, and has been a wonderful supportive companion as I go back to school to get my bachelor's degree in history with a minor in secondary education. By the way, Mike, any problems with this letter are mine and mine alone, as I tried at all costs to make sure my wording and spelling are correct. If there are any problems, I'm the one that owes Maddie and Pony their $10. Rob Cox from Richmond, Iowa. Way to go, Rob, and here's to your lovely bride.
Love.
That's
a good
awesome
story,
news.
Yeah.
I wish you, next letter says, I want to wish a happy 50th birthday to my amazing boyfriend, Scott Vinger. It's an interesting name. Vinger.
Vinger. Maybe Vinger. Vinger. Or do you think it's Vinger?
Sounds
or Vinger?
Like a Russian guy talking about an American rock band of the 80s, you know?
I want to tell you that I'm a big fan of the group Vinger.
He is a longtime listener, and he got me hooked on your show as well. His birthday is March 17th. Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, sorry, I don't you know.
What's a fine day. Oh, by the way, I have recorded my son with a greeting for tomorrow.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah.
Is it what you teased yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
He did a fine job. I wish I could figure out how. I could do it now, but it would take too long.
All right.
And believe me, he is my lucky charm. I'm so lucky he's in my life. Happy birthday, Scott. Love you, babe.
Allie Gillette. Well, Scott, I hope your St. Patrick's Day birthday proves fruitful.
Friggin' shamrocks.
Hey, Scott, throw me a friggin' bone here.
We seem to be doing a lot of Norm, Dr. Evil.
Yes,
and what's his name?
Lorne Michaels is happening.
Guys, next letter says, in what is surely a damaging blow to the long-term viability of the Manassas Historic Drugstore District, the old Rite Aid building is now occupied by Ryan's Discount Furniture and Mattress. That is an American tragedy.
It is. Tears.
I am sorry. That is a drugstore. It should always be a drugstore. It should be nothing else. How can you not be in the historic drugstore district and not make a go of it, Rite Aid?
Come on.
Dropping like flies.
Jerks.
Their storefront banner proudly states, "We will beat any advertised price by 110%. Who knew that Route 28 needed another Discount Furniture and Mattress store? Oh, well, the suburban cultural mecca that is Manassas now shines even brighter. Ron from Yorkshire." That's right down. Great diner.
Yeah.
Great diner, the Yorkshire Diner. GMHS, class of 66.
James Madison High School.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a Yorkshirean.
Yes.
Scott. Gents, I wanted to tell you that I purchased the Truff Trio package for my parents, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary this Saturday. I can't wait to see what they think. I did use TMOS at checkout, and thank you. A big shout out to all of you for the daily laughs. I'm listening every day to you on KCJJ, and I tend to go back online to listen to prior shows to get me through my day. Way to go, dude.
Yes.
Take care. Keep doing what you're doing, making people smile daily. Jennifer Lee. And that's very sweet. And I got another one I will not make public about somebody that's been going through a really tough time, and that we got them through that. And that makes me, you know, bounce through the room. It's fantastic.
Old people love hot sauce, Mike, because as you get older, you lose certain sensations in your taste buds. Not COVID.
I'm about to share some bottles around Cocoonville to see how they go.
If they don't feel the heat, then they've got COVID. So stay away.
That's okay. I compartmentalize.
Attaboy.
So I'm fine with that.
Good.
Don't need to love them. Just play golf with them. Box over here. box over here. Want to get together?
Nope.
Okay. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. My name is Robert from... somebody told me to do that. Somebody professional told me to do that. Compartmentalize more. Don't try to be liked by everybody.
Sure.
Thank you. My name is... You'll hear more references to that as the year goes on.
You got to love yourself.
But don't love yourself.
Shut up. My name is Robert from Martinez, California. My wife, Shelby, and I are longtime listeners and Doppel Vegas attendees. You rock. We've been married for 6 years and coincidentally share the same birthday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, crazy. Sweet. Crazy.
Sweet.
Valentine's marriage.
Marriage.
What brings us here?
See, if you want voices, you're going to get them in other parts of the show.
Yes. Marriage together forever and ever.
This year was a little different for us as we were lucky enough to welcome your newest listener, Bennett, a baby.
Yay, Bennett. Baby. Woo! Bennett.
10:05 p.m. on February 14th. That is a trifecta. That is three people, mom, dad, and baby, all born on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
That's incredible. One birthday, three family members. At one, that is a 1 in 48,627,125 occurrence.
And I have to tell this guy, he actually figured the odds wrong. He had it as 1 in 133,000, but it's actually 3 times 365. So your odds are even much slimmer than you thought.
Minuscule,
tiny.
Well, really, that if anybody deserves a happy birthday song, it's Bennett, son of Robert and Shelby from California. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday. Bennett.
Today moving right is along. Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. That's the end. Thanks for the letters, everybody. That's how you end it.
Oh, there was one more.
I know. I'm just reading ahead so I don't mess it up.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I heard Mike and Rob talking about eggs this morning.
Here's my 2 cents. If you go to the TMOS Shopping Center and click on Walmart or Target, you can order an Instant Pot. I use my Instant Pot.
Instant Pot.
I use my Instant Pot for many dishes, but eggs are the best. Recipe below, but first let me explain. When you make eggs in the Instant Pot, it really is just a pressure cooker. The membrane separates from the egg itself. My meat hooks have mangled many a hard-boiled egg trying to peel it, but every egg I've had since using the Instant Pot has gone into my gullet camera ready. That's exciting. Eggs, here's the recipe for those of you. Write this down now.
Right.
Eggs on a trivet and 1 inch of water. 5 minutes in the Instant Pot. Immediately vent the pot, remove eggs, and submerge into ice water to prevent overcooking. That's it for the perfect hard-boiled egg. Soft-boiled would be 2 to 3 minutes. Love the show. Enjoy. Mark Bradford, Instapot. User. I don't even know what an Instapot is.
It's a household appliance. It's a countertop deal. And
are you making it up?
No, I have one too.
There was an Instapot sponsor years ago that sent us an Instapot, Mike, and some accoutrement with it.
It does a lot of cooking. It won't air fry, but it is a pressure cooker, and it's not like an old-fashioned pressure cooker that you have to put on the stove. It's self-heating.
So well, all I know is I tried to cook eggs one time in a neti pot.
Oh, dear.
And that was just not
cool. I guess the yolk was on you.
I hold in my hand, ladies and gentlemen, the final letter.
Hi-o!
May a proud boy jump up your sister's hoop skirt.
Wow. What? Modern take.
Mike, Oscar, and Rob trying to, you know, keep ever forward.
Keep it fresh.
Love it.
RE show number 2635, Run and Dig. I just wanted to express my utter delight with the hilarious tale of Little Michael and the Latrine. Mein Gott, that was a great story. I'm commuting home, walking through the Reston Town Center as I'm listening to this tale with a single earbud, barely capable of stifling belly laughs as I walk through crowds looking like a crazy old lady. And how in the world did Mike read the movement commercial directly thereafter without losing his ass? Movement indeed, marvelous.
Marvelous, this thing.
Reading the Jerry voice.
Marvelous. I love you guys so much.
Liz Gorey. Thank you for the letters, everybody. We appreciate that. That was great. That was a good statement. I like putting it there. Felt real. Felt good. Felt natural. Just like the announcers will feel when we get it sorted out. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a story of a very put-upon young lady who happens to be married to a member of this cast. We'll talk about Shannon's depressing birthday when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, it's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt. And I'm always losing my tweezers. And it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie Sanders. Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOmeraShow.com. Feel the burn.
Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Freshly. Yes. Dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, guess what? It's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. You basically live on that stuff, don't you, Oscar? You love like your Freshly meals.
The proof is in the pudding. You saw a picture of my refrigerator. Freshly was prominent.
Yep. Yes, Freshly and maple syrup. Prominent. That's all he has. That's
it. I love Freshly, too. I love their meatballs. Every week, you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. All you have to do is visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage-baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. They do pesto right. I love their pesto bowl. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now, just for our listeners, you can try Freshly for $6.16 per meal. That's it. So start living Freshly. Your meals are always fresh, delivered fresh, never frozen. They're ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar and I both love Freshly. So does Rob.
Of course.
Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more at Freshly. Okay, so we got this from Oscar like a couple of days ago. This past weekend was Shannon's birthday weekend, right?
It was, and if I could just how much time do we have here, Rob?
You've got about 7 minutes.
Okay, just let me my wife's birthday. I want to talk about my parents' vaccine just briefly.
Oh, I know you wanted to get that in there. Fine. That's cool.
That works. So we'll start with the vaccine, and if we get to the birthday, maybe that's something we can do tomorrow.
Okay, so it's a big deal. I know you posted pictures.
Because I just went yesterday, and I told the fan club, Mike, we would talk about it today. And if we don't do it today, I wrote it, we got to read it.
Look, that's my life, too.
I put up a poll at MikeOmaraShow.com, and they voted. They wanted to hear it.
Thank you.
He wants to get the thank yous out because listeners helped his mom and dad, his mom, get the vaccine.
Yes.
Is that you in the gray ski cap?
No, it's my father.
Okay.
Wow. You think I really let myself go?
No, I'm
sorry. Is that what you're saying?
Can someone go to
Target? Your father looks great.
Maybe send some new glasses.
Your father, to Mike. I'm looking at me. Your father looks great.
Mike, they have these wipes that clean the lenses and everything.
Your dad, I remember your dad being a little thinner.
You thought, my father's 80 years old. He's bundled up. He's got three jackets on.
I didn't know that. I didn't. Well, he was so bundled up that I could only. Yeah, he had a mask on and he had a ski cap.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get the COVID.
And I thought that Yoli was going just with you. that you were taking the pictures. I'm happy that Yoli went to the Giant and got the vaccine.
So the Notorious RPY got set up by these wonderful listeners. And
you're evil.
I showed up in Olney because I am their chauffeur. God bless them. And I didn't know my father was going to come because I effectively took a day off of work, the other job, to go and take them.
Right. But you're a good son. And
which
you got
is fine.
Them there,
which is fine.
That's great.
But Mike, my parents, I know they're sweet, and I will always be indebted to them for every opportunity they've afforded me.
And you say that often on the show, and I respect that.
My mom walks out of the garage, and she opens the back door immediately to the Volvo. And I'm like, you can sit in the front, Mom. And she goes, no, tu papá está viniendo. Your father's coming. And I was like, oh, well. Oh,
so this is at their house.
Did you know he was coming?
No. Why would I drive? I would meet them there. That would have been made more sense, right? So now I'm kind of steamed because my father drives fine. He can get anywhere.
When he came out, was it weird because you thought it was you?
No. Mike just thought it was me.
Okay.
Jeez. My mom jumps in the back.
I love it.
My father comes out and he's like, because I'm always going to be the youngest, he's like, can you go get some waters for us? Because it's going to be. So then I had to get out of the car. But I'm like, I want to go.
Wait. Hold on a second. You're in Olney.
Yes.
You're at the garage. Your mother comes out, gets into the back seat. Your father gets into the front.
Yes.
Looks over at you and says, can you go get some waters
for us? They just left the house.
Yeah. They just left the house.
All right. Somebody's knows that this guy's going to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little, I'm sorry. That's a little entitled to me. It's just, why didn't you grab the water?
I'm fine by that. I'm just, this is, sum of a lot of expectations.
Okay. And you didn't expect he'd be there, and then he gives you a command.
Yeah, which I'm fine by, but how about, hey, you say, son, I know that you have multiple responsibilities. Thank you for making this happen. I'll meet you there. You don't have to come pick us up. That would have been maybe just a courtesy because we still had business to do.
Right, so you go get the water and then you're on your way.
No chance that he would ever come and sit in the car and go, surprise!
No. There's no joy.
Okay.
So my dad gets in. They're all bundled up. So it looks like I have two swaddled babies in the front and in the back because they're scared of the world. And they should be. That's fine. We're going to a public place.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we arrive on time and there's a level of tension that says, what if this goes sideways? It's not just going to be a huge bummer and upsetting.
But you've double checked and doubled and triple checked, right?
Yes, but it's not real till it's real. It just isn't.
I get it. I'd feel the same way. Mm-hmm.
So we show up. And by the way, Vaccine Angels, I called them, just personally. Thank you so much. I did see the 60-minute segment, Mike, that had to do with Montgomery County, where my parents live, and how hard it is to actually get a vaccine these days. So thank you.
Getting easier, thank God.
Getting easier. Get to Giant. You know, my mom, I could tell my mom's nervous. My dad, he seems to be, mind you, my father is an MD. He's not just a public health.
Right.
Like he's a doctor. He seems to be very cavalier about it because he's probably used to this. But also I know that there might be some side effects. Well, probably not. She may have a reaction. I mean, not side effects.
I've talked to multiple
reaction.
People who have had varying degrees.
Yeah, degrees.
Some people
some people
sore.
I want him to be right there next to mom, like white on rice, just to make sure. No, he goes and sits down in the waiting area. Mm-hmm. So he's a good 50 yards away. We check in. We have to go to a second level. This Giant has two stories. So we go to the next story where they have.
I miss that part of the world.
They have the line to get the vaccine. We get
two
in
stories. Two stories, so developers can build more.
Go higher, not wider.
I look at my father. I'm like, hey, you want to come up with us? He's like, okay. But he had to think about it. Like it was just
you're in Bethesda, right? That would have to be Bethesda.
It was a different yacht. I'd rather not say right now. I'll tell you off there, right? So
okay, sorry. Because
it's going to get somewhere. It's going to get somewhere. Okay. So we get there and we get in and the ladies, the most efficient, easiest, I would say technician nurse I've ever seen ever.
Good.
She
good
looks
news.
At the entire room. Everybody there is a little older. They look like to be in their 70s or 80s. So we were in the right spot and she gives all this entire disclosure about the vaccine, which is thorough, quick and to the point, and everybody agreed and boom, we're ready. We're in line. The lady in front of us God bless her, I had a walker and her daughter's with her, so I can empathize that you're someone. And so that took a little time to get her vaccinated. Mm-hmm. My mom sees that. She goes, okay, I should start getting ready. Because what do you know about a vaccine? It goes in your arm. So you have to have your arm exposed right. to get the shot. My yeah. beautiful mother wore so many layers of clothing. And underneath the layers, and Mike, I'm not sure if you know how a bodysuit works. Almost like a...
like a leotard?
Like a leotard.
Oh, my
God. A leotard, but those body glove wetsuits for you men out there.
Sure. I know what you're talking about.
She was...
Like a dance skin.
It was a wardrobe of clothes that are hopping onto my arms because I'm holding everything. And then she says... she goes, me van a ver los hombres porque tengo que estar casi desnuda. The men are going to look at me because I'm going to be almost naked.
The men.
I love your mother. I love your mama.
I said, I want a mom. These men are here for a vaccine, not to eyeball you.
Is she thinking she's going to have to take the dance skin like down exposing things?
We're in the middle of what maybe, well, might as well be aisle 9, a giant, because there's so many people in there. And right. my mom had to take the bodysuit down. Or up.
Not because, a forward thinker.
But not to the, you know.
Her bra was exposed. She wasn't bare, but she was there in right. her bra.
Oh, no.
She didn't have the thing where, like, maybe a t-shirt she just lifted up.
I tried to roll it up. It wouldn't roll. We had to pull it off.
Because it went down. Did it go all the way down her arm?
Oh, all the way down her arm. Like a like a wetsuit.
Yeah.
I said, Mom. Couldn't you just wear something appropriate? Like, you knew you were going to get a shot in your arm.
Loose-fitting clothing might
yeah.
be. Yeah,
something blousy.
And you've got 8 right. layers and what is a wetsuit on. Now we got to take this off, and it's embarrassing to everybody, including me. Mm-hmm. So she shows up. We finally get to this next layer, and there's no curtain. Like, we're exposed to the masses. This is a peanut gallery in back of us.
Sure.
And yep. all they see is my mom's
mass vaccination.
Exposed back and her brassiere. And
her traumatizing
at any
it is. And I'm like trying to cover her up with her coat. Like, I mean, I don't know what's going on. And then the nurse says, you can sit down, sir. Cause I have one of her layers of clothing I'm holding up to sure. curtain my mom
for her modesty.
Yes. Yes. She goes, you can sit down, sir.
Where's your dad during all this?
He's out in the hall sitting down.
Yeah, he's seen all this before, Mike.
We get done. My mom takes another 15 to get done, to get dressed. Luckily, they tell you to wait for 15. Nothing bad happens. I get in the right. car and I said, look, this was great. She's all teary-eyed. People are crying. I love them.
Sweet.
I take a few pictures. Yeah.
That's sweet.
I throw the two glowworms in the car and I say, listen, I love you guys, but you're going to have to... I'm going to drive to work because work is 25 minutes from here. Your house is 47. So I need to get to work. So I'm going to drive you in the Volvo and then I'll find my way back to Olney somehow. But you're going to have to take the car to drive home.
So dad will drive once you get to work.
Somebody will
drive.
How'd
that go over?
Doesn't matter. They looked at me like I was leaving them on a desert island.
Oh, no.
And at that point, my mom says, yo pensé de que nos ibas... nos ibas a manejar a Chick-fil-A y después la casa.
Translate.
She starts tearing up and she says, I thought you were going to take us to Chick-fil-A and then the house.
A little celebration.
So sure. like
what
a
better
room.
Way for an old person to celebrate a vaccination than buy some chicken?
They love fried chicken.
So
fried
like, chicken,
old
Rob,
people love fried chicken.
So like a rube, I call, you know, my business partner, I call Shannon, I rally the troops. I'm like, you got to cover this one thing that's going to happen. I'm so sorry. I got to take him to Chick-fil-A and then drive him back to Olney, then drive back to D.C.
Tell the client that he's important, but not as important as waffle fries.
You're a good son.
Yes,
you're
going to
get your reward with that.
That's God bless him. So thank you.
Maybe tomorrow your wife's birthday.
Yes.
And you know, Rob got a flat tire. We got to talk about that tomorrow.
This is a whole thing.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk about how much we both now hate the Hotel Cecil and
yes.
why, all that.
Amen, brother.
So much that we didn't get to today. We'll have the audio ball come up.
Mike,
next.
It's a digital dumpster.
Digital dumpster. Sorry, I forgot. Chick-fil-A. We'll take it back. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking
like
head.
Sanders.
Just send your info to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com.
When he says number.
Include a phone number. And prepare for a Friday morning you'll Hoo-ah. Never forget. Hoo-ah! Do it now. Before you lose your mind and go crazy, just like me, because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
Yeah. All right, I don't like that one. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, that's so much fun. That one's so much fun.
We all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything that you could possibly need to create unforgettable moments. Right. Now.
Oscar, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Now.
Now.
Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. It is hard to find new creative ways to keep the kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. KiwiCo can help. Plus, there is no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I love that KiwiCo got both of us again interested in astronomy when they sent the crate there. He's got another one on the way. I'm ready for his next adventure. You are going to love KiwiCo. It's great, especially coming into birthday season. KiwiCo is redefining learning.
Oh, that's right.
With hands-on projects.
My birthday season is right around the corner.
Build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you. Let me get this started over here.
Throw it in.
Twist that over there. Open it up there.
Rob, Mike, speaking of birthdays, our business partner, Charlie Burney, it's his birthday today.
Is it? Oh, happy birthday, yes, Charlie.
Yes.
Birthday, Charlie, who gave me that wonderful helmet for my son on the count of three. Birthday greetings, enthusiasm for Charlie Burney. One, two, three. Woo!
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
Burney.
Charlie. Burney.
Hey, you know what might be a good gift? You know what might be a good gift for Charlie is a smart Rubik's Cube. Can you believe the Rubik's Cube is still a thing after all these years? I could never figure out how to solve it. I could do one or two sides, but that's it. My Uncle Dana was a whiz at it. But what they've done is they've put a Wi-Fi pairing capability in the new Rubik's Cube. So if you get stuck, your phone will tell you how to solve your Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Connected Cube, a new interactive way to solve. Are you still struggling to complete that Rubik's Cube? All you need is a virtual tutor. Power your solve. Connected Cube from Rubik's.
And I know Pony would want me to mention that the last time I actually saw a Rubik's Cube, it was a 4x4 Rubik's Cube that Mac, our former intern, had on an airplane.
Oh, happy birthday to Mike McIntosh. Let's book Mike McIntosh on the show.
Okay.
I'd love to chat with him and see what's up to. Maybe we can get him to a Zoom call.
From his basement again.
It's like you are inside my... I haven't even mentioned this to you. Mike McIntosh. He actually texted me last night and said, can I come on the show on Thursday? That's his day off.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Bring it on. I love that boy. I really do. He's a good kid.
So
really
he had a 4x4 Rubik's Cube, sort of a elevated model that he had. And we were on our way to Las Vegas to do the show. And Jimmy Cerrito was with us. And he said, hey, can I use that?
Jimmy gave it a
really hard turn, and it shattered into a million little cubes. And you know, with the force of the plane taking off, they all went backwards. So we had to spend most of the flight trying to reassemble them. I like this tape because this happened to my family. This weekend, we had a family Zoom call, like 18, 19 of our family gets together about once a month. And my Aunt Lina was babysitting, and my Aunt Lina was not real big on muting her Zoom when she was talking to the grandkids. So at points, we're trying
to... Didn't she make a good Sunday dinner, too, your Aunt Lina? Didn't she have a big pot of beans? Lina beans. I'm sorry.
I like that. Thank you. I liked it.
That snuck up on me.
I was tracking.
Are these lima beans?
Yeah.
Delicious lima beans. So if you're not going to be directly on your Zoom call, you should mute, like this guy should have done, because he left an office Zoom meeting and his daughter sat down.
Give me 1 second. I have to step away for a second. Melissa, can you catch everyone up on your progress?
Let's go over our plan for the campaign. We really want to emphasize.
What are you doing?
I made a card for daddy in our class.
What's it for?
Yeah, let's see it. Can you show us?
Mommy said daddy spent too much money on the Super Bowl.
I didn't understand anything she said.
That she made a card for daddy at art class. I said, let's see it. What does it say? And it says, Mommy said daddy spent too much money on the Super Bowl.
Kids say the darndest. Thanks.
This was going viral yesterday about how years from now people will have new names that came from being a part of COVID-19.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Sichal. Sichal, that's a cool name. Did your parents give you an interesting middle name too? Yeah, you know, a lot of people hate their middle names, but I actually think mine's really pretty. It's Distance. Distance? Sichal Distance? Yeah, and hey, meet my sister, Quarantina.
Quarantina.
Quarantina. Pretty name.
Very pretty. Let's go. Let's close with this. This is news hot off the police blotter in Alabama, Mike. An Alabama woman stole a goat and painted it to put pictures of it on social media. She did not know it was not her sister's goat.
It was a simple prank, and it was harmless. I would never hurt an animal at all, ever. And I didn't know that it was the neighbor's goat because it was always at my cousin's house. So the fact that charges got pressed and now I'm facing felony charges is
facing.
A little ridiculous. Here's the cop. I think.
I don't know what her intent was. You know, based on the investigation, the deputy certainly felt it was enough probable cause, enough information to charge her with what she is charged with.
So she actually got a felony conviction for livestock theft, and they asked the goat about being painted. He said, I don't care as long as the Capitals win. That's your magic. That's your digital dumpster. Close it up.
You did it, and I did it today.
I caught myself.
We got to get that together. We really do. Anyway,
this goat, strangely, the goat's milk tastes like magic marker.
We got to take a break, and we'll be back tomorrow and with more fun. And hopefully we'll get to that story about poor, put upon Shannon Zavalia.
Yeah, sad, right? Yes. Poll is live.
Poll is live. MichaelMarishow.com.
Oh, vote on
MichaelMarishow.com.
Him or them.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll be back with a brand new show for Oscar Santana, Rob Sewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Michael Mara Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.